Merry Christmas. This is Pearls and Swine on Good News You Can Use. And today we are going to be talking just a little bit about big news. Big news. Have you ever had something in your life where you just, it was just like inside of you and it needed to come out? You needed to tell somebody. Any situations where you were just so excited in life where you can remember that you could just went, I got to tell this.
I think of two of the biggest ones are after my wife, Brenna, and I got engaged. We were up in Copper Harbor, and that was a few years ago, and the cell service was even less than it is today. And when we were driving back, we were just waiting to get back into cell service.
That was it because you were so surprised she said yes?
That was part of it. That was part of it. There's a whole story to that, too, yeah. But that was super exciting, and just we really wanted to share that news with our family and our friends. And then when we had our found out we were pregnant with our first kiddo, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Anything for you, Lisa? That was big, big, big news.
Yeah, I remember when we found out after many, many years of wanting to have children that Judah's birth mom had picked us. Matt and I were on a motorcycle ride, and we were riding through Arizona, and his birth mom called us and left a message on her cell phone, and we stopped for gas, and I checked the message. And it was this woman saying, yeah, I choose you to adopt my baby. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so we quit filling up our tank of gas and we pulled over and we called all the people.
That's awesome. Pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my big news was in 1986, I was in fifth grade and I would go home for lunch because I lived really close to the school and we had open campus. And every day I would go home and there'd be a nice little tuna fish sandwich there. Or a nice grilled cheese, because that's all my dad knew how to make. Or hot dogs. Those were his two go-tos. And so I went home for lunch that day, and I would always watch The Price is Right. I love The Price is Right. Little Bob Barker
coming on there. That's a great show with Bob Barker.
And there was no Price is Right that. I turned it to TV6, and there was no Price is Right. And it was, the TV was taken over by a news channel, and I was a little bit frustrated at first, and then I realized what it was. It was a rocket ship going up into space, and it was the day and the launch of the Challenger. And I was sitting there watching this thing live, and it's going, countdown happens, and then it was like, what just happened? It explodes, right? Like this horrific thing in our history. I was like, I watched it for another maybe 2 minutes, finished up my lunch, and I ran back to the playground because I had news to tell. It was negative news, but it was pretty big news. Like it was like, I got to tell everybody, like this just happened. And this is a kind of a big, big deal. In 1986, the teacher was going up there, if you remember, and she was going to travel all over and you could apply to get her to come to your school. And she was going to tell about her experience and get everyone excited about learning science stuff. And yeah, they all perished in this thing. So it was a pretty horrific thing, but it was a pretty, pretty big deal that I wanted to tell this news. We as believers in Christ have been given some incredible news to share. It's not tragic news, but it's good news, right? It's pretty incredible news. The news that first described by the angels in Luke 2:10, it says, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. And there's this idea of this personal, I bring you good news. And but it's for all people, but I'm bringing it to you. And the angels kind of set forth this idea that there's this good news that they need to go and they need to share. And it's the beauty of, I think the Christmas story is that God is personal and he came down to earth in human form and his spirit, it never leaves us. We're never alone. It doesn't matter what our head tells us, what our emotions tell us. It's God's with us. And this is the good news of Christmas, that God took on flesh and from then on was always with us. And the scripture tells us that part of this personal good news of Jesus is that he came to earth and he promised not to leave us. In Hebrews 13:5, it says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? This isn't a promise that came about when Jesus came to earth. Rather, it's a repeating of a promise out of the Old Testament. It comes out of Deuteronomy. Jesus' birth is a constant reminder, and that's what we're celebrating today and hopefully the whole year. It's this reminder to the people of God that God doesn't leave us.
I think there's something interesting about the news, too. When we're sharing good news, we want people to do something with us in that news, right? And there's this, like, the angels are like, go to the stable and see the good, you know, the good news is here. Do something with that. And your challenger, you wanted your friends to hear the story and be, you know, I don't know what the word, horrified. I don't know what the reason you were sharing it, but I think we want people to do something with the news that we're sharing. And I think God works the same way too. He comes, he gets this promise. He's like, here's my news for you. And I think that's something interesting to think
about.
Yeah,
I think, I think that there is just this passion to share it, right? Like when I was in fifth grade, it had social capital to know that, and no one else knew that because they all didn't go home for lunch. And, you know, they were in the lunchrooms and those types of things. And so it was like, I had some news that no one else did. There was something about that. And having the news of Jesus is in the same way. Like this is like, it comes to the shepherds and they have news that only a very few people on earth in that moment know other than them. And they get to share that. Like this is like incredible news, really positive news, that God has come. And it's this incredible reminder at Christmas that God never leaves us. And that's part of that good news. I wonder sometimes at Christmas can be a really incredible time. And I think the aftermath of Christmas, you ever have that lull of Christmas? All the presents are open. The figgy pudding and turkey has been eaten and consumed. And you're just kind of sitting there and you're like, whoa, is that it? And there's this kind of lonely feeling that comes. And I wonder at Christmas how many people feel that abandoned, like they just feel abandoned. They just feel by themselves. The party's over. They've gone, you know, away from their families. They're all of a sudden remembering kind of the rejection. Maybe it's from an ex-spouse, or maybe it's by parents, or maybe it's by children or friends. And there's just pain and heartache in the midst of like the aftermath of whatever they've just experienced. And I just wonder how many people experience that. But there's this great news. There's this great news that Jesus came to remind us that even if others have rejected, even if others have abandoned, he's not one of those. God has promised that he's never going to do that. In Isaiah, there is a passage of scripture in the 42nd chapter that talks a little bit about this. And I'm going to read it out of a translation called The Message. It's an interesting, really kind of earthy translation. So it says this, but now God's message, the God who made you in the first place, Jacob, the one who got you started, Israel, don't be afraid. I've redeemed you. I've called your name. You're mine. When you're in over your head, I will be there with you. When you're in rough waters, you will not go down. When you're between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end, because I am God, your personal God, the Holy of Israel, your Savior. I paid a huge price for you. All of Egypt, which Rich, Crush, and Seba thrown in. That's how much you mean to me. That's how much I love you. I'd sell off the whole world to get you back. Trade the creation just for you. I don't know if you're in a difficult situation or not right now, but those words are really words of hope. Like, this is our God. This is who he is, that he would do this. This is great news that God doesn't leave us. Emmanuel, God with us, is a great name for Jesus and a great reminder that our God is a personal God and is with us through the good and the bad. I love the end of that passage. I don't know about you guys. I love that end of that. That's how much I'd love you. I'd sell the whole world to get you back. I would trade the creation just for you. And that's a pretty, I don't know, pretty positive message that God would do that for us. And the Bible actually in the New Testament, that's in the Old Testament, he's talking about the nation of Israel. And then in the New Testament, one of the most famous verses in all of Scripture is this verse called John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." The entire reason for Christmas is God loves us.
I think both of those passages just paint this really cool picture, a truthful picture of just God's character and his attributes of who he is. And like, he's willing to pull out all the stops because of his great love for his children. I mean, John 3:16 nailed it. Like, he sent his one and only Son, who he sent to live and die and rise again to pay for the sins of us. And man, I can't think of giving up something like that for somebody else out of love. And that's just a beautiful picture of God's love.
Well, yeah, I think too, like if we think about, again, going back to the idea of good news, when you receive a piece of news, or as you described, you sit around after Christmas and you and the presents have been opened and whatever, there is a sense of, and a lot of people just experience discouragement and feelings of loneliness. And, you know, if you need recovery, Celebrate Recovery is a place for you. Even through the holidays, you can text recovery to 906-254-5444 if you need help this season. However, what's interesting and absolutely beautiful about the good news is that it is the only news that will not let you down. Right. Jesus comes and we get this news from the angels. We get this news from Jesus. He is the bread of life and the living water. He's the water that doesn't leave you thirsty. It's the news that it will not let you down. Like all of the other kinds of news, you wonder where things have gone and what has gone awry. That's not what happens with this news. And I think that's kind of cool.
It is really cool. I also think it's really cool that God created us with the ability to understand things about him. And to understand things about him and then to fall in love with him. And I think that's part of his character is as you start to understand God, you start to go, man, this was something I can get my arms around and really fall in love with. And we know things about him. We know things that he likes beauty. We know that he, if you look at the mountains and the lakes, God enjoys beauty, and God digs us enjoying the beauty that he has, the variety that he has. There's no other reason. I was thinking about this, like when you taste something and like, man, that's really good, or that's not so great, right? Like, why would he give us taste buds, right? Like, I wonder, like, do dogs have the same amount of like, oh, that is a fine Chardonnay. Like, I don't know if they have those types of, they eat that dog food. That stuff nasty. The smell of it's gross, but he created humans differently. That variety and enjoyment are ours out of his hand. And I, there's something beautiful about that to me, that God wants us, he wants us to enjoy the world that he created, the music, the rhythms, the sounds. And to, it all produces enjoyment, but it's all from his hand. And why does he do this? Like, that's the other question that often I wrestle with is like, why does he do this? 1 Timothy 6:17 tells us God richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. God wants us to enjoy. I like that. I like a God who says, you know what? I'm not here to put these heavy burdens and push you down and hold you down. I want you to worship me. I want you to know me. I want you to love me, but I want you to enjoy all the things that I've given to you. And there's a beautiful picture of God and who he is.
I think of even, you know, the sense of sight that we have. You know, you get to see the beauty of God's creation. The other night there was an amazing sunrise and or a sunset in the night and a sunrise in the morning. And like, it was just that, those beautiful pinks and purples. And just like the shepherds did, I mean, after they went and saw the baby Jesus, they left glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen and heard. And I think when we get to that place where we're connected with God and we start to embrace his love for us, you see things differently. You sense things differently as you see God's fingerprints around you.
Yeah, I think there's one thing to, like, if you bring a meal over to somebody and it's, like, delicious, right? And it shows care and it shows those types of things. But there's also another, like, aspect of it. And this is what happened 2,000 years ago. It's another thing to look somebody in the eye and go, I love you. And God comes to earth to look us in the eye and say, I love you. And there's a whole different aspect of that. You know, people care about you. You know that maybe a meal comes in or they create something, and you know that there's care in the midst of that. But there's a different aspect when that you're looking at somebody face to face and you say, man, I love you. And that's what Jesus does. That's what the incarnation, as theologians call it, God in the bod, God in the flesh. When he comes here, he comes to say, I love you. And I just love that. I love that God wanted to tell us personally, I love you this much. And I would sell all of this stuff. I would give all this stuff away. I would even give my only son so that you can know how much I care and love you. The angel's last statement is, I bring you good news of great joy that will be all for all people. Jesus is good news for everyone. Jesus is, you know, to use that weird statement, Jesus is really the reason for this season. But not so someone can be right or someone can be wrong, but rather Jesus came to show love for the world. God's desire is that all would come to him, all would know him through his son that was sent for us, that we would recognize God's love for us, that Jesus, God, took on flesh for us, walked this earth, and then went to a cross to die for us and rose again so that we could have a relationship with him, that we could experience, that we could understand him. And that is really the story of Christmas. This is good news you can use.
Thanks for hanging out with us this week, and Merry Christmas to y'all. If you liked what we chatted about, or you have some questions, or you've got another topic that you'd like to hear us cover, you can email all of those to travis@evangelup.org. If you want to catch up on some previous Pearls and Swine episodes, you can search Evangel Houghton on your preferred podcast platform, or go to our website, evangelup.org.